Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with Splitorf covering, for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravick fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kravick. Potek moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett bunts towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Potek moves to third. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitorf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is hit by the pitch. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is called out on strikes. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Bosley moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bosley moves to third. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Colburn and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Colburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bosley bunts towards the mound. Splittorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Colburn moves to second. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf juggles the ball. That's an error on Splittorf. Colburn moves to third. Garr moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colburn scores. Garr scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wathen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Wathen reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Colburn and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball towards left. Gar settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gar. Cowens scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Colburn and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bosley for the out. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-3 in the game. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing left field. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Way then moves to second. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Potek hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Colburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Doug Bird now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm bunts towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to second. One out. Al Raboski now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horta moves to third. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Way then hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Washington. Way then reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Way then moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Way then tags and scores. One out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.